Hi, Mike.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, I'm great. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Okay, amazing. I'm glad to hear that. Happy Friday Eve. We're almost there, right?
Absolutely.
Mike, my name's Jesse. I'm one of the specialists here in the department that handles the pricing for your area at Local Splash. Now, it looks like Lulu just sent over your file to go ahead and apply this pretty significant rate reduction she put in for your established business. But before I get into the price, did you have any questions or concerns, comments?
I did. Anything? Yeah. I was telling her that I have a campaign going with Google currently.
Okay.
It's, the Google Play where it goes directly to my website.
Mm-hmm.
And I was not sure. So when she was telling me that with the Google ads, say someone types in, image at home inspections, it's going to pop up, like the first. Is that what this is going to do?
Yes. But it's a little bit more specific than that. So let me ask you, now the Google ads, this might be a little bit personal, but how much do you typically spend, in ad spend for the month?
On my ad spend? Oh, shoot. That was a little bit ago when I did that back in February. So, and I've done some other campaigns since then. So without looking, I couldn't tell you. I don't remember. I think I got a budget of, I think $500 a month. So
okay.
Something like that. If memory serves me right, I can't remember. Maybe like $1.49 a click or something like that.
Okay. Cause yeah, I mean, at the very minimum to be successful with Google ads, you have to do at least $300. Now the thing with Google ads, Mike, it is a pay-per-click and, we do have the ability to manage those ads for you so that you actually get more of a return from them. So with the Google ads, when you do one yourself, it's kind of like just saying good luck, right? Like throwing it out there and saying good luck. With us, we'd be able to market towards your peak business hours of the day with both computer and mobile to get some traction from those. Oh, I'm sorry. What was that?
Yeah, you went in and out a couple times. No, that it's not you. I don't know if it's just. I'm actually in the vehicle now, but it was like there was just two dead spots in a row there.
Oh, okay. Did you hear any of what I said?
I caught parts of. And it was just recent. I didn't lose too much.
Okay. My train of thought. So now, with the Google ads, we would be able to actually get you some traction from those. Okay. Now, what we were calling you about specifically though, Mike, was the map section of Google. So with that, there's only so many available positions there on the map section. So, once we fill it, then we can't put anybody else in there, which is actually amazing for you, because then that will actually, you'll be able to capitalize on those percentage of searches that are being had there in your area. Now, as far as pricing goes, for the packages that we have, I have a Platinum and a Platinum Premier package. Okay, that's going to be the best fit for you. Now, the Platinum package is going to include a local SEO campaign and Facebook ads, and that one I can do for $299 month to month. The Platinum Premier package would include Google ads and then a local SEO campaign, and I can do that one for $499 month to month. They both do come with a one-time setup fee of $99 to program you in. So the initial investment for those would be $398 and $598. Do you have any questions at all about any of that?
No, not yet.
Okay. Well, which one of those sounds more could fit in your budget better?
Well, So now one was the Platinum and one was the Plus.
The Platinum Premier.
Platinum Premier, okay. And the difference between the two?
Is Facebook ads and Google ads.
Okay, now bear with me. Okay, so Facebook ads, so I think I tried to set up a Facebook account. I don't know if I had one. Do you set up that account, or is this going
yes.
off of, you do set up the Facebook account?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So we create all the content for you, Mike. So, you know, a Google business profile, we get you on Bing's first page, on Yelp, Yahoo. We do create a Facebook business profile for any of the packages. So all of the packages include all of that, as well as Google's first page of the map section. It just the only difference really is in the ad spend. So it's where you want to be seen. Now, the great thing with the Platinum Premier package, if you're already doing Google ads, like I said, we can manage that for you, and you wouldn't have to continue paying Google for that. So you'd spend, you know, almost the same amount and get way more out of it. We can also go ahead and expand that as well. So you're doing 35 miles there?
Yeah.
Okay. And how do you have it set as a parameter on your Google Ads for about that, 35 miles?
You know, I don't remember. I want to say if there was a parameter to set, I believe that I would have done that. However, I can't say for certain. I'm sure
okay.
if there was a slot, but I do like the fact that so you can pretty much take that account over and expand to all these other media sites.
Yeah, all these other sites, we can do search terms. And then with the Platinum Premier package, Mike, for the first month, we add an extra $100 to ad spend for the Google ads. So for the first month, you'll actually get $400 of ad spend into Google ads.
Okay, now I guess one question. Am I locked in at a monthly rate for a year, or how does the contract work?
Yeah, no, so it's a month to month. There's no contracts, no hidden fees, no extra taxes, nothing like that. You know, of course we do have, you know, 3, 6, 12 month packages that can save you some money. But that, you know, it's totally optional. You wouldn't have to do that. You can always start month to month and then upgrade too at any point.
Okay. Yeah. You know, at least if I start month to month, at least I can kind of get a feel for, you know, if it's working or not.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, at the very least, too, if you still wanted to save some money, I mean, ultimately, Mike, we do ask everybody to give it 2 months because in that 2 months, you'll see a return on investment. So this doesn't mean that you're in a contract or paying 2 months up front. But, you know, we just want to make sure you get the most added benefit from the position. But if you were planning on doing that, then we could do 3 months, and that I can do for $900. So, I mean, what, that's, let's see. So that saves you almost $800. So, you know, that would
okay.
definitely be quite a bit of savings there.
Now that I still have that Google Click, so would I be able to just use that money for this, or am I still paying with a Google Click plus this?
So how much do you still have remaining on the account?
What did I have on there? I don't know. To be honest with you, I don't remember. It might be the 500. Maybe I started with that.
Okay, hold on.
That's probably what I done there. I don't know if you can look that up or not. But
let me check 1 second here.
I know. I think, yeah, like you said, I think the minimum was 3.
Okay, one second. I just want to make sure I get the right answer for you.
Oh, absolutely.
Here. Okay. So yes, so we would be able to just add that to what we're doing for you. So it would just really increase your budget for the first month.
Okay.
You know, by quite a bit. So for the first month, then you would have like $900 in ad spend, which, you know, I mean, it's getting to be a little bit warmer here. So I mean, you know, I know that doesn't necessarily affect your industry, but I mean, it's still all industry.
It does.
You know, during spring, summertime. So that would be really ideal for you to have that extra ad spend anyways.
Okay. Yeah, I'll tell you what. Let's go ahead and do this.
Okay, perfect. And so did you want to do the 3 months or just start to the month to month?
Let's do the 3 months because that's actually the best season for this, at least
okay. To
kick off anyway.
Okay, perfect. All right. Well, so I'm going to start setting up your Google business profile here, Mike. Now, I'm also just going to get some basics about the company. Anything I mention is going to be included. It's not going to cost you anything additional.
Okay.
But first off, now your first name, it's Michael, right? Your first full name?
It is.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then your last name, is it Lauren?
Lauren Donna. That's a good one. Me neither.
Yeah, you know, my last name is Corcoran, and people never say my last name right.
Oh,
like ever.
Right.
You know, and it's funny because Johnny Cochran made it so everybody pronounces my last name like that. So
yeah,
that's not how it's pronounced.
Right.
Anyways,
I think my wife started setting up a Google account. You know, would you be able to override all that?
Yeah. Did you guys get a PIN verification in the mail?
In the mail? Like, no. Like the post office?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Not that I'm aware of. I can actually go check the mail and find out. But so you'll need that if we have one?
Yeah. Well, so if she got that, then she'll have the login credentials for it, and we would just be managers on it. So you guys will always be owners on your Google business profile. We would just manage it so that we can optimize it. But if she's done that already, that's super helpful in speeding up the process and making sure that, you know, everything is on track and going quicker. But if it's not live yet, it probably will take, like, you know, a couple of days to go live there. So either way, we'll be able to figure out what it is going on.
Sure.
So now
yeah, I tried to set the Bing one up as well. So you might have to check that one out and make sure that's up and running. Everything working on that as well.
Okay, great. Well, I'm really glad that you took some initiative in getting this stuff started. You'd be surprised how many business owners don't actually see the importance of it, but I'm glad
right. That
you do. You know, it really does make the difference. So, what is the best email for you, Mike?
Okay, I'm going to give you my home inspection one. So it's Mike, M-I-K-E, at safe, S-A-F-E, the number 2, guard, G-U-A-R-D, .me.
.me, okay. Okay, perfect. And then this is always the best phone number for you, right?
Yes. This is my home inspection. Yeah. Correct.
Okay.
Well, during business hours, I should say, if you need to call me after business hours, I can give you my personal phone because I pretty much shut this one off at 5 o'clock.
Okay. Do you get text messages to this phone?
I do. Absolutely.
Okay. Let's just put your personal number on there just in case we need to get a hold of you, and it might be after
sure.
business hours. So what would that be?
Okay. It's a 217-899-7605.
Okay. And then the best address for you is at the 1 Sarah Lane?
I have a P.O. box just for mail delivery anyway.
We
live in a rural area.
So you don't receive any mail at this address here?
At the 1 Sarah Lane? No, because we don't have mail service, unfortunately. It's a small community, and we have a post office.
Do you know anybody that has, like, a physical address that you could use that isn't a P.O. box?
Nobody in Kincaid, I want to say. Nobody has one here.
So your P.O. box, is it actually a does it say P.O. box, or is it like an actual address, like a UPS address?
Yeah, it's an address. It's P.O. box 1099.
Okay.
Kincaid, Illinois 6540. Yeah, so it goes to the post office rather than to a box outside.
Okay. So I'm going to get some basics here about the company. Now, Mike, anything I mention again is going to be included. It won't cost you anything additional. But what are your hours of operation? Like, when would you like
Monday
to be taking phone calls?
Monday through Friday from 8 o'clock to 5 p.m., 8 a.m. 5 p.m.
Okay, perfect. And then now you have licensing and insurance, right?
I do.
Okay. And do you
and
have
can,
a logo?
I can send you that. I do have a logo. I can send you all that.
Okay. Okay. So I'm going to set you up for an onboarding call. The onboarding call is going to be about 20 to 30 minutes, depending on how many questions you have, and that's where they're going to start creating the campaign and getting pictures from you, all of that.
Okay.
So let me go ahead and set that up here. One second. Okay. So let's see what I have available. It's still pretty early, so we could probably get you in for later today. Let's see. Okay. So I can do 4 to 5. Would that work for you?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Oh. All right. So now the whole call is going to be about 20 to 30 minutes, but just allow that hour in case they're finishing up with somebody before you, Mike.
Sure.
They are going to be calling you from an 877 number. I just suggest it's best to save it in your phone. Your account management team is always going to call you from that number. Do you have a pen and paper, or do you want to write it down?
Oh, the number?
Yeah.
Bear with me. I'm
take your time.
I'd have to use the back metric before I had a pen. Did you text that to this number? Is it possible?
Yeah, I can do that. Sure. Hold on one second. Let me
okay.
do that.
Yeah, that'd be
so
great.
I'll text you over also my extension. So I'll always be the lead on your account here, Mike. From this point forward, you will be working with your account management team. But I'm still here as a resource. So if you ever need something escalated, whatever it may be, you can always reach me at my extension. I may not have the answer, but at least I'll be able to get somebody that'll get it to you. Okay?
Sure.
So now I have everything I need here, Mike. So are you going to be using a Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
No, I'm using... This is a Visa.
Okay. And I'm ready for that card number whenever you are.
Okay. 4147 0985-7399-3987.
Okay. And then the expiration?
0527.
And then the security code.
264.
Okay. Okay, perfect. So Mike, now, so for the address portion of this, now you don't know anybody at all that lives near you that has like a physical address. And I mean, when they send out the postcard, we don't have to show that address anywhere online. So it wouldn't be anything
okay.
that would be visible to anyone else.
Well, yeah, I'll give you my physical address. I mean, I don't get mail delivered to that address unless it's UPS.
Well, okay, hold on one second.
Yeah, that would be nice to block it off too. That way, everybody, since I work from home, I don't really want to give my home address.
Yeah.
Although I know sometimes you got to have
totally
it in order
it.
To
a lot of
establish location.
Contractors don't have brick and mortars. You know, I would say like 99% of contractors don't have brick and mortar addresses. So it's not very common that people will list their addresses online. So it'd be kind of weird to have people showing up to your house.
I do home inspection contracting. I'm at their house, not my house.
Yeah.
And contracts right now are all done online, so they just e-sign them.
So now you don't know, just in case, you don't know anybody locally that has an address, though, that you can get mail at that isn't a P.O. box?
I want to say my dad's house in Springfield, but I mean, is this for the site, or is this, do you guys need to mail something?
Well, just a PIN verification. So Google actually mails it, and it just verifies that you have an address. So Google doesn't like, you know, having those like fly by night companies on Google anymore. They just need to verify that you have an actual physical address, but it doesn't need to be shown online.
Okay. So
does that kind of make sense? So we could use your dad's address and then just not show it online. How far away is he from you?
My dad, he's about 28 miles, but my wife's parents they're a little closer. I don't know if that'd be better to
Where?
Use there.
Yeah, probably. If it's closer, then yes. How much closer are they?
They're probably only 20 minutes away rather than 30 minutes away, I should say. So they're about 10 miles closer.
Okay. Oh, okay. Okay, perfect. Then, yeah, let's do that address. What is that?
Okay, it's 7696 North Pawnee Road, 62558. Yes.
That I don't know if you have seen that show. What is that show? It's gonna slip my mind right now. But there's a show that they have Pawnee in it, and it's like just like one of those office shows. I don't know. It's just super funny.
Oh, okay.
But anyways, So okay, we'll go ahead and do that just in case. It's just important to have an address that they can send something to. I just want to make sure that there's not any issues or anything. That's going to, prevent you from moving forward. So,
sure.
Now, I got everything I need here. Now, Mike, what I'm going to do now is I'm going to update and process the payment for the $900. I'm going to reach to what's called a discounted pricing program, not normally advertised. So as I walk you through this, if there's anything that you don't understand or you need me to clarify, just stop me and let me know and I'll rephrase the question, okay?
Okay.
So, Mike, it's welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance and is to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. Now, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
M&J Concepts and Solutions Incorporated.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Michael T. Lorenzana, President.
And you're authorized to enter into agreement on behalf of this business, correct?
That's correct.
And you're an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Now, Mike, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. So part of being actively involved in your campaign, I am sending you over an email right now. It's going to say action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. So if you could do me a favor and reply to that email before your client interview, that's just going to be super helpful in speeding up the process. Basically, it's just going to ask for, things like business registration, business card, invoice.
Oh, sure.
Stuff like that. So if you don't have all the pictures that it's asking for, totally fine. Just send them what you can, okay?
Okay. Hopefully I got them all.
Increased visibility, Mike. Please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So what this means is we will never call you asking for more money. And if any other marketing company calls you, just simply let them know that you're working with us already. At this time,
okay.
I am going to set up a security question with you on your account. So if you ever have any question about who's calling, just ask them this question, and they'll have to give the response you've given me today. So you pick from one of these three. It's mother's maiden
sure.
name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one of those
first
would you like?
First pet's name.
Okay, that one's my favorite. What was that?
let's see. Let's go Mango, M-A-N-G-O.
Mango, what was it? I love that name.
Actually, that's my dog right now. Don't tell them that.
Oh, okay. What kind of dog is it?
It's just an Australian Shepherd Rat Terrier mix.
Wow, interesting mix. That is a very interesting mix. Does she look more like an Australian Shepherd or like a rat?
She does.
Okay.
Yeah, she looks like an Aussie. In fact, a lot of the commercials you see, like dog food commercials, that have an Australian
yeah.
Shepherd on there. She almost looks identical to that dog. The real fluffy one with big ears.
Yeah. I love Aussies. They're such good dogs. They're so smart.
Yeah.
I mean, really.
She is.
Some of the best. Just to finish this real quick, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash within a 24-hour period?
Yes.
And in hiring us as your certified marketing representative, if you decide to do any other online marketing during the term of your agreement, do you agree to disclose that?
Yes.
Now, so, Mike, and your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged in today's date of March 7th, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $900. Now, this is going to be a recurring payment. So when the term is completed, it will automatically renew on – hold on. Let me tell you this right now. So it's going to automatically renew on the 7th of June for the amount of $499. So at that time, you can go ahead and renew for another, 3, 6, 12-month package, or you can go month to month. Or if you decide you don't want to continue, you just need to let us know 3 days before your next billing is due. So just to give you that date, I mean, I know you're not going to be going anywhere, but just to give you that date, it would be,
sure.
Hold on 1 second, that would be about the 3rd or 4th of June. So at that time, they'll send you out a text message and an email just letting you know that it's about time to renew, okay?
Okay.
Now, Mike, do you agree and understand to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So that's all done. We're almost done here. You're almost good to go for your client interview. I just need one last thing from you. Now, I know you've gotten a few text messages right now, so I'm going to just send you this link by itself. Hold on one second. Okay. Okay, let me know when that lands there.
There it is.
I heard that one. So if you could do me a favor and open up that link there. It's going to take you to a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. Let me know when you get there.
Okay, bear with me.
Were you able to open it up?
Okay. You know, that's not it. No,
okay.
Bear with me. I've got to find it here. I figured they'd be in order on here.
It'll say, Michael, thank you for choosing Local Splash, but it should have come through on its own in a link. Kind of weird it didn't.
Okay. In the meanwhile, can I give you my Google verification code? Or wait a minute. I don't know if that's maybe that's not a code. That was on Tuesday.
Well, if you have one, just go ahead and hold on to it for your client interview. They would
did
be able
send,
to go ahead.
I'm sorry. Did you send that with the email or did you send that on a text?
On a text.
On a text. And I am not, for some reason, I'm in my truck, so that noise you're hearing is letting me know. I either have a text or, that could be my phone, too. Well, but.
Oh, you know what? It is sending to your other phone. I'm so sorry.
Okay, and that's okay.
I totally forgot I put that in the cell phone part. That's my bad.
Sure. No worries. I can pull it up. Does it matter if I open it up in here?
No, it doesn't matter.
Okay. Okay, so I open this up?
Yeah, it should, and then it'll say Local Splash Terms of Experience.
That's working. Okay.
So this is just everything that we discussed in writing, Mike. So everything included here is going to be the Google Business Profile Optimization, the directory submissions. The website is included, but you already have one. So you're good with your website, right? I mean, it's a pretty nice website, so I thought you would be pretty happy with it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
okay.
Sikora designed that.
Yeah, it's really nice. I really like it. I saw you got it from a company that works specifically on home inspection companies. So
all they do. I think that's all they do. I mean, they do home inspection software as well.
Okay. Well, so yeah, at least you'll be able to get some traction from that website. But then it's also the advanced reporting and live client support. So take your time, look that over. If you have any questions, let me know. Then there at the bottom, there's two white boxes. If you could check on those boxes, and then in the orange box, type out your name. And when you're done with that, press confirm signature and let me know.
Trying to get done. So you can see signature does not match. Oh, okay. I got a.
Oh.
I put a middle initial.
Right?
Oh. No, I put a middle initial in there, so I that was me. Let me take that out.
Okay.
Okay, we're good to go here now. So username and password.
Perfect. So that's going to be for your reporting dashboard. Mike, you're going to get the login credentials for that within 5 to 7 business days. So it'll be emailed and texted to you. Other than that, just to recap just a little bit, if you could reply to that email before your client interview, they will be calling you today between 4 and 5, and they will call you from that 877 number. So I do want to congratulate you and welcome you to the Local Splash family here. Mike, did you have any questions at all or anything else I can help you with?
I do not at the time. No, thank you.
All right. Well, hey, I'm super excited.
Wait a minute. I do have one question.
Sure.
I'm putting this username and password in. For the password, do I need to have so many letters and a character?
Well, no, so you're going to get the login credentials for that within 5 to 7 business days. So you can bookmark that page, but they need to create your reporting dashboard specific to your business. So it'll have
okay,
all of the back-end stuff there for your business.
Okay, sure. That's why it's not going. Okay. No worries.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, just look out for that call today, okay?
Okay, I appreciate it. Thanks for your time.
All right. Thanks a lot, Mike. Talk to you soon.
Yeah, have a good day. Bye.
You too. Bye.